The Beatles, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. From the White Album, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Probably really the only classic guitar piece on that album, huh? I mean, back in the USSR, I guess. Yeah, back in the USSR. You got it? Just play the beginning. You got it right there? Look at you. Go ahead. Not like While My Guitar Gently Weeps, though. I think that's probably the greatest piece of music on that album, I would say. What else is that? Well, Helter Skelter, of course, is Tarnished Forever by Charles Manson. I know, Why Don't We Do It in the Road? There's a classic. Trying to think of what else is on that album. Oh, you've got the one John Lennon hated. I just said Helter Skelter. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Fine. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Well, stop and a turn, I'm going to go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom, and I see you again. Yeah, yeah. Do you, don't you want me to love you? Out of town, Jason. That almost sounds like the heavy rock of the 70s, in fact. Almost metal-ish. But again, thanks to Charles Manson, that one just is stigmatized for all time. It's a great album. No doubt about it. Great album. I think all of the songs I mentioned are on the White Album. I'm getting a little rusty on that, but I think I'm right on that. I want to finish up on the automated car topic from the last half hour. Very interesting email from a loyal listener. Hi, Jerry. I just bought a new car last week. Test drove a 2013 Prius. Is it 5? I can't read from here. Yeah, Prius 5 with advanced navigation package that keeps you in the lanes, slows if you get too close to the car in front of you, and parallel parks itself. Even though one tap of the brakes would disengage it, it was creepy to be driving a car that was doing things on its own. And it cost $6,500. $6,500 for that package. So the listener said, no thanks. No thanks. What? Jason's laughing at something over there. I'll have to tell me about a call later. Now, all that email. Now I know why I hate the Beatles. Thanks for the headache. Oh, for the love of. Hates the Beatles. Now, she makes an interesting point, does the listener. It was kind of creepy to have the car do everything. But here's what strikes me is these packages are already really, really close to the fully automated car. And I think what is going to get interesting is when there are some fully automated cars following all the rules and, quite frankly, still people like me. Yeah, it is Eric Clapton on While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I knew that. That's where I think we're going to run into issues here. Some following all the rules and some don't. Now, I'm moving on to other things, Jason. There is an issue that we've hotly debated on this show. And let me say this, Jason, just so you know what's going on. I'm going to state a position on this. I do not, my plan is not for this to be a phone topic. If people want to disagree with me, we will take those calls, okay? Does that make sense? I don't want to be accused of stifling opposition on this because I think some people are going to disagree with me. So I want to make my case because this is going to be a reversal of a belief, well, kind of an opinion that I've held previously. As you know, there has been previous efforts to legalize the sale of raw milk from cows in Wisconsin. It was vetoed. I support the sale of raw milk. I also believe in caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. There are dangers to drinking raw milk. Now, and a lot of you know this because I've talked about it over the years. I was raised on a farm. First 18 years of my life, I drank raw milk. Do you know how weird it was to go up to my parents' house after they had retired from farming and see store-bought milk in the refrigerator? I mean, it was just, that would be, what would that be like? That would be like opening my refrigerator and seeing cheese made in San Diego. I don't, even that doesn't work. Not, I can't really come up with it. It was just weird. I drank raw milk my entire life until I was an adult. And a lot of you out there did. I have no problem. And now understand, it went right from our barn to our fridge, and it was consumed quickly. We did it several times a week. Had 8 kids in the house at one time. It didn't hang around very long. There are dangers to buying and transporting and not understanding how meticulous you have to be when there's bacteria in milk that hasn't been pasteurized. But I am willing to let the consumer take that chance. They should know what they're buying. So I supported the previous bill. I don't know that I support this bill. And let me tell you why. Let me read a little bit of this. A bill that would legalize raw milk sales in Wisconsin is up for a vote in a state Senate committee today, with recent changes in the legislation criticized by both sides on the issue. The bill, a substitute amendment to SB 236, would allow a dairy farmer to sell unpasteurized milk directly to consumers from a farm, provided the farm met certain guidelines and was registered with the State Department of Agriculture. Farmers selling raw milk would have to take a sample on each day of production, freeze it, and preserve it for at least 15 days. They also would have to record the name, address, and phone numbers of every customer who buys raw milk from them, and they would have to make the sales records available for inspection by local, state, and federal government officials. Further, if a farmer gives an antibiotic to a cow, the milk from that animal couldn't be sold until it was drug-free. They test the milk, make sure there's no antibiotic in it. The bill specifies that unpasteurized milk must be free of pathogens as proven in monthly tests, and the bill sets standards for bacterial counts and somatic cell counts that are indications of a cow's health. Furthermore, the bill says farmers must keep their animals free of bovine tuberculosis as demonstrated in annual tests that cost thousands of dollars. Now, here's where those who support raw milk might say, well, they're just trying to make this too difficult. I agree, but I think it goes even deeper than that. State Senator Glenn Grothman said he thinks the changes are a little bit unnecessary to protect the public, but they may be necessary to get the votes. That if you don't do this, you're not going to get the votes in the legislature to pass it, so you have to add this. Critics say it doesn't go far enough. Critics of raw milk sales say, well, no, once a month is crazy. It needs to be more often than that. Well, here in some ways, now listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. Here's in some way where I think they're right. I don't agree with them, but I think they're right on that. Well, what the hell are you talking about? Just listen. Hear me out here. Okay? Remember what the biggest concern was the last time around? That if there was Anjolin fever or any other pathogen that made somebody sick, and this does happen with raw milk sales, that does happen, it would reflect badly on the quote-unquote mainstream commercial dairy industry for which Wisconsin is so famous. If people start getting sick from Wisconsin milk, well, that's going to ruin our dairy industry. I said no because most people would understand the distinction. If you start doing this, if you start having it strictly tested, now it does have the imprimatur of the State Department of Agriculture. And people are going to expect it to be held to the same standard as pasteurized milk. Because you are, whether you know it or not, as the state of Wisconsin, you're vouching for it. By requiring these tests. And I will tell you, this level of testing will not stop all pathogens from getting in raw milk because someone's going to be reckless with keeping it, you know, at a certain room temperature or something after they purchase it. This level of testing will never ensure, the way pasteurization does, that somebody will not get sick. This just won't. But you're going to create that impression that it's as safe as pasteurized milk because of the testing. If that's the impression you're trying to leave, then this testing isn't draconian enough. It isn't. None will be, because you're never going to be as safe as pasteurized milk. I admit that. But I think leave it up to the buyer. While some don't think these tests go far enough, they go way too far in terms of trying to set an impression that this milk is as safe as pasteurized milk. And then when somebody gets sick, it's the reputation of the State Department of Agriculture, and that does risk the entire mainstream dairy industry. Now its reputation is at stake because the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is, again, whether they realize it or not, vouching for this milk. This is idiotic. Any level of testing like this is never going to be enough. That's what I mean. Now, does that make sense, Jason? You understood what I mean. Okay. Because what I mean is they have to go back to the original bill or scrap this. One, what this will do is it will dramatically limit the amount of raw milk because it will make it cost prohibitive for the seller. Clearly, I think that's the motive here. To have very, very, very few producers get in on this because of the stringent requirements. But they're not stringent enough to protect that nobody will ever get a milk-borne pathogen and get sick. But you're creating the impression that the state of Wisconsin is guaranteeing that.
Well, that's not what we're saying.
Well, that's what people are going to believe. And that does threaten the pasteurized milk industry in Wisconsin. I therefore oppose this bill. If it passes with these restrictions, I oppose it because it will limit it to very few people and it will still put at risk the mainstream pasteurized industry. If anyone does want to disagree, Jason, I will let them come on and debate with me. It's 10:21.
follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.